Record profits for oil, near-record losses for a gas-guzzling carmaker. From the University of Michigan, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. General Motors saw near-record losses for the second quarter of this year. At the same time, ExxonMobil saw the largest operating profit in U.S. corporate history. Big SUVs guzzle gas. Gas prices are high. People want a different kind of car. Chaba Chedra is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. He says that simple formula has domestic automakers burning rubber to find a new kind of car.
All the Detroit companies had the majority of their sales coming from the big pickups and the big SUVs, and the overwhelming majority of their profits from those vehicles. And the switch out of those vehicles in the last quarter has been profound. So customers are really voting with their dollars here.
We're seeing a huge shift in technology with hybrids, plug-in hybrids, electric cars, and fuel cell vehicles. Is the internal combustion engine finished? And if it is that because of higher gas prices or because people want to do less harm to the environment?
I don't think the internal combustion engine is finished at all. I'd be shocked if IC engines didn't dominate in motor vehicles for at least the next 20 years. The reality is that a lot of these alternatives are still speculative. Battery technology, which is critical to making electric cars work, is very iffy at this point. It's the number one open issue with vehicles like plug-in hybrids. Can they get a battery that will actually have a long life and can be manufactured at a cheap enough price? I mean, after all, if you have a plug-in hybrid that gets 100 miles per gallon but costs $50,000, it isn't going to be much of a bargain for people.
So who do you think is going to be the winner in this race for the next generation of vehicles among the car manufacturers?
It's a hard one to say. Toyota is in very good shape. They're leading in hybrids. They've been ahead of the game there. They also have a lot of money that they can spend on research, and they're doing exactly that. So they're in very good condition. But GM is really trying to strike a lead with the plug-in hybrids. They hope to be the first to market with that kind of vehicle, at least in any kind of volume. And if they can do that, that would be a great comeback for GM.
What do you think you'll be driving 20 years from now?
I suspect in 20 years it might be some sort of conventional hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. That's the technology that seems to offer the biggest gain with the least technological risk. And I think that's doable, and we're all going to be driving those.
Chaba Chedra with Car and Driver magazine. He says the hydrogen fuel cell-powered vehicle is the fuel source of the future. 30 years from now, it'll still be the fuel source of the future. That's because there are so many things that have to fall in place for hydrogen to work. This is the Environment Report. Some researchers are trying to develop a new kind of flash flood warning system. Right now, flash flood warnings are based on history. If creeks have flooded during similar storms in the past, the flash flood warnings go out. This new experimental system looks at the landscape and how much water it can handle. David Gotchis is with the National Center for Atmospheric Research. He says this system might have an advantage handling changing weather patterns due to global warming. Today's methods don't work that way.
Where we identify a certain risk based on what's happened in the past, and we apply that risk to the future. Those sorts of methods are going to face significant challenges moving forward in a future climate scenario, whereas although the physically based systems that we're using still have a long way to go, they should be robust to that kind of changing environment.
If it works, the new flash flood system could be used by meteorologists in just a few years. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Your company or organization could become a sponsor of the Environment Report. Contact us at feedback@environmentreport.org.